Mesechtes Brachos, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ha'oseh tefilase keva, someone who makes his tefillah is davening, Shemon Esrei, it's keva, it's something set. He does it by rote, he checks it off the checklist, and he's done his obligation for the day. Then, ein tefilase tachnunim, his tefillah is not a proper tachnunim, it's not a proper begging of mercy from Hashem, it's not sincere, just checking it off the checklist, and that's not proper. This is a continuation of the last Mishnah discussing that person must daven with concentration, and if it's difficult for him to have concentration, so Rabbi Eliezer is saying that he must realize that he's begging from Hashem all his needs. Rabbi Shua says, "Hamahalak b'makam sakana," someone who's traveling in a place that's dangerous, and he's not capable of stopping and davening a proper Shemon Esrei, mispal tefila ketzara. He should daven instead a tefila ketzara, a short tefila, and this is what he should say. Aymer, he should say, Haisha Hashem, please save es amcha, your nation, es she'eris Yisrael, the remnants of Kal Yisrael, b'chol parsha se'ibur, at any time, even when they're doing averis, yud tzarcheyam lefanecha, their need should always be before you. You should be looking after Klal Yisrael, even when they do averis. Baruch Ata Hashem, bless you, Hashem Shmei Tefillah, the one who listens to our tefillah. And this three-line tefillah was—it's different than the abridged Shemona Esrei that was spoken about in the last Mishnah. It doesn't replace the full Shemona Esrei. And such a person who said this short tefillah in a dangerous area, he's not a pater, he's still obligated in the Shemona Esrei, and if at a later time he has the ability to daven, he still needs to daven a full Shemona Esrei. Doesn't replace Shemona Esrei like the abridged Shemona Esrei in the last Mishnah. Mishnah Hey. Shemona Esrei is preferable to be said standing and facing Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where we face when we daven. The Mishnah discusses someone that's not capable of standing or facing in that direction. Hayarechiv alachamar, someone who's riding on a donkey and he's traveling on the road and it's time to daven. Yeirid, he should get down so he can stand and face Yerushalayim while he davens. V'mein yachal leirid, but if he's not able to get down and daven in the right fashion, then yachzer espanav, he should at least turn, while he's riding, turn his face towards Yerushalayim and daven towards Yerushalayim. If he's not able to turn even towards Yerushalayim, if he's traveling in the opposite direction, so then Yechaven as Libay Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He should just set his mind and his thoughts that he's davening towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's where his tefillahs are headed. And just he should, through his kavana, he should accomplish this as best as he can.